This is No Pink Spandex episode 185 for Sunday, December 21st, 2014.
Start this episode. Breaking news, guys. Oh gosh. Stop the presses. Breaking news. No, for real though. Myself, Jeremy, and Spy, we were prepping for the show, you know, going through notes, whatever. And then, of course, breaking news. There's a picture of the Dino Charge team in the little cutouts. It looks like they're in like a Toys R Us or something like that, or a store. But that's not the best. Who cares about some little cutouts, right? Whatever. That's not the breaking news. Breaking news is that they have a little catchphrase.
Mm-hmm. In the veins of, was it Rangers Together, Samurai Forever?
Samurai Forever.
What was the other one?
Earth's Defenders
never surrender. So we need an awesome catchphrase,
right? So let's take some guesses what the catchphrase is, even though we've still kind of seen it already. Take some guesses what Dino Charge catchphrase would be.
Deep from the tar pits, this is a piece of
no. Dinos Charge, ready and armed. I don't know.
That's how rappers rhyme words. That's not a real rhyme.
It's half rhyme. Anyway, no, the catchphrase that is on the window is Dinosaur Might, ready to fight.
And it does fit with the cadence of the other catchphrases, so
yes,
it does seem like it's a very good chance that this is true.
They'll be screaming it.
Wheel, Jesus, take the wheel, honey. Jesus, take the wheel. Why? They don't, why? Like, let's say this is real, right? Why? Why do you need a catchphrase, hun? Like, we could just dead that. Let's just break all ties from Samurai and Megaforce. Let's break the ties. We don't need any catchphrases. All right? We already saw the promo about the Mighty Morphin. You know, it's Morphin time. Like, I've seen, like, just kind of separate yourselves. Don't remind us of bad stuff. And don't remind us of good stuff when you might not be as good. Just don't. Just don't.
No.
That's a good way of putting it.
Oh, so cheesy. So,
but the cutouts are gorgeous.
Yes. I like a couple of cutouts. They go great with my Super Mega Force heads.
Oh, they would.
Oh, boy. But yeah, guys, Judd, Chip, your boy, come on. Like, I know you listen, right? I know that this is your favorite podcast to listen to. So, look,
of course.
Here's a little tip. A little tip for you. It's free. It's free, right? You don't even have to pay me nothing. Right? Just dead the whole catchphrase. Just dead it. Just leave it alone.
Just say it once the day that Haim's on set. And then just ignore it for right. The rest of the series. Just.
You know what? I'll even give you a premiere. Just see, you can see for the premiere.
Yes.
You know, and then just leave it alone.
You know, put it, appease the boss. He'll go, ha, yes, that's nice.
Oh, yes, that's very nice. Very nice.
That's very nice. Me money. Okay, good.
Make you cry.
Good
make
job,
me money. Okay.
Cheap.
Back
to work. And then it's gone.
So. Just let me know. That be great. 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 So, but yeah, breaking news, guys.
Mm-hmm.
We had to bring you hot off the presses.
Hot off the needle gaff board.
Oh, goodness. But yeah, unless there's anything else you want to say about these cutouts or the catchphrase to move
We've
on.
already put more effort into discussing it than they did creating the catchphrase, so we're good.
We can move on to the newest Sentai team.
Oh boy, looking hot!
Shuriken Sentai.
Shuriken, you know what a shuriken is.
No.
Neen, 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 neen. That's what the little green guy said in Gokaiger, the little Zord. He went neen, 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 neen,
Ninja?
neen, neen. He went no, he went neen, 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 all the time. That was his thing.
That's great. How do you say this thing? Ninja? Ninja? Kind of sounds a
Ninja,
little
is that what you're
too.
going for?
Kind of sound. Look, I'm just putting it out there that y'all just like one G and minus a few N's away from.
Oh no.
I like those ends.
Oh.
So, I need to know how to say this word. How y'all say it? Ninja?
I'm hoping
Ninja?
it's going to translate to ninja. I don't like the idea that we're putting ERs on there when we don't need to.
But that's
Oh,
how, but
Ninja.
they're rangers.
I know that's the standard that we've had, but I mean, katakana isn't English. I'm sure there's a little leeway or whatever where we can say they are ninjas. So let's just say ninja.
Who knows? I don't
I hope. I mean, I'm sure that it's Japan, so of course all the English translations are going to be, yeah, ninja, but I'm hoping that it'll catch on.
Well, people were saying that it used to be more ambiguous, but now you're kind of stuck in it ever since Gokaiger decided to call them Ranger Keys, that they're stuck with the GER now. There's less leeway, but because they've decided to adhere to American standards, I guess. But
Yeah.
name
So,
aside, this is looking hot.
you look at the poster, and already their
Hot.
suits
Hot.
are 15 billion times better than Tokyuger.
Then
Just putting that out there. Now, granted, any suit would be 15 times.
not any suit. There's some that are worse.
Which ones?
We've already been over this.
Which
Ginga
ones?
Man.
You mean
Worse
Charlie
than
Brown?
Tokyuger?
Yes, Charlie Brown is
No.
worse.
No.
Charlie Brown
No.
is
Oh,
worse.
stop.
Charlie Brown is
Please.
worse.
They have better helmets, ease by far.
They don't
So,
go with
whatever.
suits, though.
But what I'm saying is that they have better something, okay? Like Tokyuger has horrible helmets, horrible suits. Like everything is just ratchet. If you want to see, we were in the pre-show talking about, different
I
slang
was
that my
teaching
people
Lisa the
use.
word ratchet.
Ratchet. Right. He couldn't even think of what we use now
You
today.
still use
So I'm still
ratchet.
waiting. We do it a little bit. We do it a little bit. But I'm saying that's just so,
Do people still call each other bae? That still a thing?
That is still a thing. It's
See?
still a
I'm
thing.
hip.
But no, but what's the new, I'm no, I'm totally off topic, but what's the newest one, Jeremy? Come on.
We've already been over this. I can't tell you. I don't want all these old unhip people getting my slang.
Yeah, all right. Okay. That means he don't know, but that's okay. What I'm saying is that Tokyuger is straight toe up from the flow up. All the way, the worst suits that of course, I'm talking about like Power Rangers to
I'm
like
talking
I'm talking
about
about
cloth suits from back in
I'm
the
talking about
days.
suits. I'm not talking about those, but yes, and since we know of as Power Rangers, come on, like we can't, I can't, I cannot.
Disagree.
Well,
It's
it's
one of the
fine.
worst. It is one of the worst. It's very near the bottom.
It's
It is at the bottom of the barrel, but there's a couple more that I think scrape it a little bit
All
more.
right. Spy, what you think?
Of these suits?
No, you
They're.
think
Oh, of
Tokyuger is the
Tokyuger?
worst of all time?
Tokyuger is, yeah, near the bottom.
And I still can't
it
say
depends
Ghost Ranger.
on where the cutoff line is. Like, if it's just Power Ranger suits or what could
Yeah, Power
be.
Ranger suits. Yeah.
Yeah, easily. Yeah. Pretty
Thank
close to the
you.
rock.
Boom.
And Ghost Sager's worse too with their dumb band
No, Ghost Sager
uniforms.
is actually really pretty. It was a
Oh,
boring
it's
series,
awful.
but Ghost
Awful
Sager,
suits.
they're actually really
It's
pretty.
actually really nice.
No,
Now,
they look
if you
like
look back at
they
it.
got tops that don't fit. Any suit with the lips is always negative points.
No.
Negative points for lip
Have
helmets.
this some weird non dis I don't know what you have about lips on helmets. Like, what is
They're
the
the most
British your problem?
ridiculous thing.
Really, they're so like non-issue.
And suits look a million times better when they have just a flat face plate as opposed to lips. Why is lips even an option? It's all creepy.
Okay,
It's all
wow,
my
you
messed up.
are kind of scaring me now. So
You just say that because
let's.
MMPR had lips, so you think they're normal.
I like good helmets. Okay, lips or non-lips. If they're good, I like them. If they're too cute, you're an abomination. Sit. But let's go back to the
We'll
ninja.
never have a ticket
Yeah,
for the
see.
rainbow line.
Good. I like to keep off that line, okay? You can have all the rainbows you want, honey. Shoot. All right, you and all the other people. Anyway, so the ninja, their suits. Let's start with the helmets.
They're growing on me.
Helmets. I like
Shurikenger did
them.
it better, though.
Well, Shurikenger is a high standard, very high standard.
Yes.
So,
Shurikenger's samurai
it's Cam.
Is, yeah,
Just
Ninja Storm.
Cam.
Huh?
Just
Ninja
Cam is
Storm?
Shurikenger.
Oh, Ninja Storm. Oh, okay. So I'm sorry. What samurai is what again in the Sentai? Who are they?
Shinkenger?
Yeah.
Shinkenger is the
No,
name of
no,
the
no,
suit.
no.
Shurikenger is the name of the Green Ranger.
No, I got you. But what was Power Rangers Samurai? What was their Sentai people?
Shinkenger.
Shinkenger.
Shinkenger. Oh, okay.
Samurai
So,
Sentai Shinkenger.
gotcha. Okay. All right. So I was right. Okay. So yeah, I mean, granted, like their helmets were better than these, right? So because that's the first thing I think about.
I like these better.
I just don't like I don't like the females'
I
helmets.
really like the silver. I think the silver look, I think red looks great. I think pink on its own looks great. Blue, I like. Yellow, I never liked the flatness. It's weird. So, but I my only problem, of course, is when you have white and pink on the same team, your highlights are not uniform, and ununiformed highlights are always a no-no. Just how it
Agrees.
works.
So is the white one a pink, I mean a girl too?
Yes, they're both girls. It's just that because they all have white highlights, they felt like they can't do that with the White Ranger, so they put pink so they look like they're mirror images of each other. Pink and white.
I don't like if you're gonna be a white ranger, you know what I'm saying? Just white it up, okay?
Well, if you're gonna
Don't
have a White Ranger, then don't have white as a accent color on the suits in general. Use gold or whatever. Or more silver or something, you know. Don't, you know, just like how I've always said, like Turbo, why do you have to have a yellow rectangle in your chest if you have a yellow ranger? Or Space has yellow necks when you have a yellow ranger. It just doesn't look right to me.
Yeah, I just never, I mean, like, I know I get it, you have to make her look girly, but the whole like white with pink accent, it just always annoyed me. Like and it's Wild Force's fault, honestly, because oh look, White Ranger, she's got a little girly crap on it. Like no, if she's gonna be white, like you
There's a
gotta.
lot of pink on, yeah, on Gal White, yeah. So there's.
So yeah,
I
it's
don't
bringing
mind
me
it so
back
much with
to.
her because there's no Pink Ranger to compare it with.
It's just if you're, I just want everything to, you know, everything should be the same except for wherever it is that Ranger's distinct color. Period.
Exactly. It's called a uniform for a reason. Make it uniform.
Yes, exactly.
Uniform.
You can do a little changes like to differentiate guy and girl, like, you know, with the longer boots. That's fine if that's what you
Yeah.
want to do. But other than
Yeah, because they have
that,
the skirts.
yeah, gender distinction is fine, but everything else needs to be flat, same, all around. Just how it is. That's just how OCD people like me work.
That's right.
So, fix it.
But yeah,
or God forbid you have the other girl be a different color, like green or orange.
But that's the other thing is that's what's kind of bugging me. It's like I don't want the chick to, I don't want the pink and white on the same team. Let her be a green, or let her be a yeah, that'd be cool if she was a green, right?
Yeah,
that'd be cool.
I mean, yeah, even if you have to switch yellow back to a girl and pick a different color for another guy, I mean,
no,
I know
no,
that's not the best. That's not the best alternative.
Let the guy
but it's still better than
let the girl have the green. Let her green it up,
or you know, purple. Get some purple up in there. Now that you've decided purple is something you can do, do purple, or do orange, or do anything.
Yeah. So. Yeah, I mean, look, now, you know, above all, the look of the team, I like the look of the team.
Mm-hmm. I always like it when the base color is black on any suits. I always think they look better, like a Gokaiger or a Shinkenger. When you got a lot of black as your base color, it just works for me, so.
Yeah, and I always like suits that don't look like hobos on a train.
So or suits that have detail. God forbid, detail. You know?
Yeah, the sashes are looking pretty cool.
The sash alone is more detailed than Tokyo's entire suit. You know, like it looks like somebody actually took some time and sat down and then
they woke designs. Up. That's what happened. They were like, oh, wait, we want to get paid. Okay. Let's actually
like
create something.
We put some effort into this. I know this is a very trivial thing for me, but this is the first time we've ever had the suits where the gloves are colored, the Ranger colors, and they have white boots. Because it's always either the opposite, or all white, or all Ranger color.
Yeah, it's kind of different.
So it's different in that respect.
Definitely throwing me off. But, I mean, it's growing on me, so.
Yeah, when I first saw them, I was surprised to see white boots. I'm like, that doesn't really, it seems like it's a little off, but I've grown to enjoy it.
It's not the worst thing that could happen.
It's very good.
Yeah, that's currently the season. So,
and it's a unique color scheme.
Yeah.
So they've never done this color scheme before.
No, they have not.
They've come close with creepy old Change Man. Oh, creepy Change Man. It's so messed up. Now, there's some ugly suits.
I would agree.
Change Man is who?
It's not a
Power Legendary
Rangers.
Dragon Mode.
Oh, Legendary. Is that Blitz
they blitzed them. Yeah, they were blitzed. And they didn't edit out the boobs.
Scandalous.
Because they all had like symbols, you know, and one of the girl's symbols was mermaid, and so her symbol was a topless mermaid, and it flashed in the sky, and they didn't feel like they needed to edit that out in Super Mega Force. But
well, the extended version, ow.
Uncut, hey. But
brings a whole new meaning to Uncut. Ow.
And it's the first time we've ever had a Pink Ranger on a Ninja E team.
Oh, is that right? Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's our third Ninja team. It's the first one with the Pink Ranger.
Well, I mean, we had a Ninjetti, right?
What?
So.
Well, Power Rangers, yeah.
Power Rangers, not. I'm talking Alien Rangers and Ninja Storm to you.
Just saying. Anywho,
they even say it like in the announcement. This is the third one. Like if you look at the
poster,
yeah,
I noticed that.
It says it has in parentheses 1994 2002, as in Alien Rangers and Ninja Storm.
Oh, I see. So is that a thing? Like every like 10 or so years, they're like, hey.
Well, I think they want to do the exact same team up they did with Kyoruger, where they were able to get in Abba Ranger and Jew Ranger and do a three team up. They're probably going to do the exact same thing with this.
Heck yeah. Whatever brings us now, Negasagua.
Mm-hmm. Get some now up in there. Boom. Helicane blue.
So then what would be... What comes after... Well, then that's Zeo, isn't it? And crap,
well,
Zeo
I mean,
is just freaking shapes.
They don't go in exact order. And they're still busting out new stuff all the time. I mean, Trains was new.
Yeah, well, it needs to not go back there.
Pirates was new. So, I mean, there's,
Well, pirates was
yeah,
everything.
but I mean,
Come on, it's just.
they'll go back to the old standbys every once in a while, but they try to space them out. I mean, you're not going to see another ninja or dino for another probably 10, 12 years after this. So, but you know, it's a good one to go back to every once in a while. It's a solid well to tap from.
Well, let's move on to these zords that we got here. These toys.
It is a interesting collection of random.
So now, why that's what's called crazy, but why is it that they have to look, not in the poster, the Zord looks pimp,
Yeah, it looks
right?
like some
Pimp.
like giant shogun looking deal.
Like, nice. Then we get to the toys and it looks like Kyoruja nonsense. Like, what is
What?
this? I mean, it's
Well, okay,
like they threw everything
first it's
together.
an odd collection because okay, so the Red Ranger has just a humanoid looking robot. The Blue Ranger has a dragon. The Yellow Ranger has a dump truck. The White Ranger has a dog, and the Pink Ranger has another train. So it's very just whatever. Here's some things. Here's some stuff and things.
Yeah, the dump truck and the dog, y'all.
Okay, the dog is straight up worthless.
But the
Like
dog is the
literally,
cutest, though.
I know, but literally, you look at this combination, it does nothing in the Zord. It is less important than Kimberly's Firebird belt.
Dog, son. Like the dog? So is a dog a foot?
It's not even
Is
a
that what it
foot.
is?
It goes into the foot because the train is both feet.
It's like an armadillo sword.
Exactly, it's an armadillo. It is utterly superfluous to the structural integrity of the Zord.
So they just really they don't like the girls. I mean, well, one of them, you
The
know.
majority of the Zord is the Yellow Ranger's dump truck.
That's very odd. Like, as if they, like, let's take the past 5 seasons of Sentai and let's take one piece of mecha from each one. Oh, let's go to I don't know what the Japanese one's called. The let's go to Overdrive, get the dump truck.
Yep.
Let's go to Tokyuger, get the train. That's a thing.
Everybody's got a dragon to pick from, so.
Everybody's got a
And it
dragon.
looks like the Red Rangers is just another version of Andros's Zord. Sort of.
Ninja astronaut. I love it.
And then the dog.
Then random dog. Have we even had a dog before? Is dog a.
SBD?
Sorta.
Kinda? Yeah.
Oh,
So,
Rick, you get up to so many crazy things.
It only
So
switches
yeah.
between the Red Ranger and the Blue Ranger being in the middle.
Yeah, that's cool because if you look at it, the Red Ranger's Zord is kind of just sitting there in the middle of
Yeah,
it.
it kind of looked like a throne and then it switched around and it was filled, so I don't get
But
it.
you'll notice the Red Ranger can also become an arm. Just like the Blue Ranger can either sit in the middle or be an arm. And the Yellow Ranger has enough material in it that it can be like an arm, and I don't know if it has another arm in it or not, but so it can switch around. 'Cause then you see the other Zords. They've already got a couple of auxiliary Zords for us to look at.
Oh, I haven't seen
Yeah.
those.
You haven't seen them?
Yeah.
No.
Hold on, I'll link you up. Just
Is in the Ranger board, right? Or no?
I don't know, but I'll link you right quick.
Is the elephant?
There's two of them.
Oh, there's a Gao elephant and an armadillo.
Yes, and it's in the Ranger board if you click the
Oh,
link or Sorry.
there is a green elephant
UFO.
and a UFO.
Okay, that's awesome.
Literally just called UFO.
But like, no, but this season
UFO
is
Haru.
so weird. Like they're pulling
Or as they
from
say in
like
Japanese, UFO. I don't know why but they
UFO.
do.
This is so weird. They're pulling different mythos from different
Yeah, that's like a Geki
like
Ranger elephant. busting it out. And the gimmick for this season is the throwing star shurikens, because each Zord comes with one and it can be worn like a hat by the main mecha. And it can
Okay.
also be attached to their sword because the sword is the changer
Okay.
to get new sounds.
Of
N
course.
yeah. Okay.
Because they're running it like a Kyoryuger where all the sounds are built into the Zord and you can just switch it up.
This is so odd. This
It is
is really, it's really
just
odd.
random. Yes.
Like we're okay, all right. So like you got the UFO and the elephant. I like the elephant. The
Yeah,
elephant's
the
kind of
elephant looks
cool.
cool. The giant axes, yeah.
So, that elephant's kind of cool. Then we scroll down, got the sword looking a little Guitar Hero-esque, but it's a
Yeah,
thing.
my only problem is I wish it would be like a longer blade, like closer to realistic. If you're gonna make this the changer, you gotta kind of go all out. Because
Well,
it's
that's just the
still.
toy, though. It's gonna
I
look like a
know.
real sword in thing, right?
I know, but I mean, for the toy, I'd want it to be closer to real, you know?
Well,
Like
all
how.
fanboys do.
Well, I mean, like, like how they say that on the show, like, they a lot of times they just use the Japanese toy. Like how they talk about how like the legacy morpher is better than the real morpher, and they just
Yeah,
use
it
it.
is.
Like you can't say, "Oh, we ran out of morphers. Go grab the toy," because it's a damn dagger. Like I want, like if you're gonna go, you got to go full Monty here. Gotta guess
You
that
gotta
thing
get
needs
your
to be.
Bandai Premium subscription going
Yeah, but the thing needs to be twice as long.
on. Yeah, all right.
It's
So
a.
then, and then children will be cutting off other children's heads all across the
Longer
country.
doesn't make it sharper.
Oh no. Oh, you didn't want it sharper either? Like, I thought you wanted it really realistic. Sharper, longer. Make sure you have to have a license. Get a license, make sure that if you want to go full Monty, you
Well,
might as well.
it needs to be believable. Like, remember that episode of Mystic Force where Nick jumped up and planted his sword in the ground and it bent like right in the middle? It bent like super hard, and they're just like, "Whatever, cool, keep going." I know I'm not gonna cut, but it's gotta be visually. I want visually accurate.
Well, look, it's all right. The children. They get the idea. They just press their buttons and they change
It's a
their
shower, not a grower.
things and all this other whatever. I just want to get down to this star looking thing.
I'll throw in stuff. Big giant team weapon. They have a giant throwing star that they're pulling a Mystic Force here because you can convert the giant star into weapons, individual weapons, but only three individual weapons because the girls don't need anything.
No, they're not
No.
people.
No. Nick gets his sword and what, Chip gets his bow and Xander gets his axe, but the girls, whatever.
What they threw the girl a dog. They threw her a bone.
Her.
Literally.
Derp.
That's all they need.
Yep.
So, but yeah, I like the star looking thing though.
More
It
st
does look
more
like that looks like a thing.
more stuff I need to buy if I want to get all the core rangers, changers, change metals, little throwing stars.
Yep.
I hate it that they always make me buy the damn belt.
Well,
Like it is utterly worthless. But if you
now you're
want
going to be able to fit into it. You're doing so well.
Yes. But if you want the pink, if you want the White Rangers throwing star, you gotta buy the belt.
Well, you already deemed her worthless, so apparently you don't.
They deemed her worthless.
Oh, look, they bump her up.
Well,
You got a dog and a
hey,
bell.
none of these toys even show where you're gonna buy the Pink Rangers one, so
Ooh.
she got nothing. And then, of course, we got a couple more weapons, because they don't have tons of collectibles, so they got to bust out all the weapons. There's a elemental throwing star that you can attach to the
Where are
sword.
you looking?
What are you talking about? You didn't see
Oh,
everything?
you mean the same page?
I'm looking at all the rest of the stuff. Did you not see all the everything?
Yeah, I've seen the elemental star.
Yeah.
What elemental star? What are
Oh,
you?
you didn't see the gun?
We
Hold on.
Oh no.
Oh,
Oh
you
no.
strap yourself in. Lock it down.
Oh, dear
There
Jesus.
is a frog gun.
No. Like, what kind of season is this?
It's frog gun time.
It looks like a comedy.
Like, for what is this? Now, look, I like the other star looking thing. That's cool. That's cool. But the frog?
Well, frogs were a very key element in Naruto, so maybe that's where they're getting that from.
But why do they have to make the frog look not cool? Right? You can be a frog, okay? But you can look cool looking frog. This looks like
It's cute.
Fisher Price.
I kind of like it.
I'm sorry. Sorry, I don't know. I can't roll with this. I can't be on board. I can't co-sign on
No.
this. Sorry.
But the elemental star, the interesting thing is that it has five elements, but it's not each ranger has their own element. It's they can all use all five.
Excellent.
It's
That's
not
the way
like
it should
red
be.
has to be fire and blue has to be water. None of that.
Okay. All
I
right.
think people said it's based actually on the Chinese elements, because it's fire, water, earth, metal, and
Heart.
wood.
Oh,
Oh.
So no air.
gonna pull some heart crap.
No mati. Suchi, come here.
Goodness. But you know, look, Ninja,
Other than the frog gun.
I the frog gun, and other than y'all not liking women, I'm looking forward to seeing what y'all do, because Tokyuger needs to go. He's
Oh.
leave. Needs to
You
go.
know.
Needs to leave.
But no, the whole thing is that they also said that their tagline is that they're the ninjas that don't hide. So they're supposed to be super flashy. They're basically like
They're
Gokaiger.
definitely doing
They're gonna make it showy.
it.
All right, y'all.
So if
Ninja.
they're all like super cocky, I'm down. If you give me like Ninja Marvelous, I'm locked in.
All right. Look. All right. Ninja, just don't suck. Okay? Don't suck. You're looking
That
good.
pickup drive slack.
I have not even
I'm two episodes behind.
thought about Drive,
I
so
have two or three in
please.
the bank that I haven't even opened. I mean, it's
Like,
not bad. It's just.
it's no guy, I'm
I mean,
sorry.
it's not bad. It's just meandering like a wizard or whatever, you know, where it's okay. I'm just not thrilled.
I haven't watched it since like the first couple.
You haven't
Don't
seen Type
really.
Wild yet?
No, sorry, don't
Type
care.
Tech.
I honestly
He's
don't.
already switched to Type Wild and Type Technique, where his whole he
Okay.
actually gets a whole different suit.
Sorry.
He's got
Yeah.
one where the suit where the tire is now around his neck, and one where the tire is on his shoulder,
Oh gosh.
Don't. I
and then there's
really
the
don't
second
care.
rider looks like Speed Racer.
Go, Speed Racer, go. Don't care.
He's all white. He's pure white.
Unfortunately, I just what I mean, I guess I'm like a spy where, like, first couple, you don't get me, and if I forget, it's a wrap.
Yeah.
Well, I was told that they weren't going to go back to two-parters, and they lied to me.
Oh, they're going
Oh,
back?
they're back to
I mean,
two-parters.
they try to pretend they're not like they kind of run it like they did at the beginning of In Space, where the end of the episode sort of kind of starts the next one, the next
Oh.
arc, but it's just a very short teaser. So they act like it doesn't actually flow into each other.
I see.
But yeah, we're back to two-parters.
Yeah. Sorry. Sorry, y'all. I can't get on that train.
You know, and it's not as bad as like a wizard where, you know, end of episode one, someone gets kidnapped or the monster almost kills everybody. And then as soon as the second 2 part's
seconds in the second one,
everybody's
it's like,
saved and then we gotta go regroup.
yeah,
It's
no.
not that bad, but it's not knocking my socks off.
Yeah, I pass. I gave up. Gave up.
See,
I'm
I'm not gonna give
sorry.
up. I'm never gonna give up. Never, super never give up. Never give up. But
But yeah, moving right along, because drive, meh.
nope. We're not
But
sh no
talking
shifting into
about
top gears here.
shifting into another topic of, well, look, next year, we were ending this year. This year has been full of surprises and different appearances by different rangers. People came out the woodwork. People came out from the grave and everything. It's like, oh, look. So next year again, we have our, starting up our con season. It's always con season, but next year in particular is the, what is it? It's the 20th anniversary of the movie, of the Mighty Morphin
Oh, wow.
Power Ranger movie.
I guess.
Yeah, 20th anniversary. So there are going to be conventions. I'm pretty sure there are going to be conventions going to try and outtop each other even more so next year because of the movie anniversary. So, but I say all that to say that Lexington Comic and Toy Con, aka the Power Morph Con of Kentucky. So
You weren't even gonna say Midwest, you just went Kentucky.
where is Kentucky Midwest,
It
really?
technically counts, yes, as the Midwest.
Oh, really? Is that the South? I mean, it's
It's
not.
as close to the South as you can get without being the South.
Yeah, okay. So the Mid
I'm
South.
sure some people in Kentucky will tell you they're in the South, but they're not.
So yeah, so it's the Power Morphin Con of Kentucky, and they have announcements. They have a slew of guests that people would be interested in, our people. So, we've got your regulars like your Paul Schreier, your Jason Harvey, your Catherine Sutherland, your Nakia Barris,
People,
Karen Ashley,
the regs.
your regulars. You know what I mean? Your Kerrigan Mans,
Oh, Kerrigan.
your Walter Jones, your Robert Axelrods, your Blake Fosters, your Barbara Goodsons. Your regulars, right? David Yost coming back. He missed last year.
Fact that he's becoming a regular is good.
Right? So but he's coming back,
Seems like
so
yesterday
he
he was never, and now it's
Yeah.
I'm a regular.
And now he's a regular, your Richard Horowitz, right? Right?
Horowitz.
Horowitz. Alpha 5 voice, right? Verna Wells. Hillary Shepherd. Okay?
She's getting
I
around
said David
too.
Fielding. So like that's her first time appearing there, right?
Your
I believe.
cosplay guest?
Anyway, so but now, well, we have our firsts for the Lexington, okay? Austin St. John is making his first appearance at the Lexington Comic Con. And your Paul Freeman,
Hey,
Ivan Ooze.
who'd you lose?
Well, that's cool.
That is cool. I think I
That's cool.
that's a name I might actually need to add to the old autograph book. I might actually have to bust it out.
See, my preamble may make sense now because of the whole 20th anniversary of the movie and who's what's it.
Ooh, that's one
So,
of the better David Yost pictures too. I like that one. It's a good Yost picture.
you got those, right? And then
You
you have your Super Sentai guests, right?
don't forget Furbus. He's gonna be there too.
Boom.
Vern Troyer. You're Furbus, come on.
Anyway,
What, that
whatever.
counts? That's a connection?
It counts. It counts.
That
He's a
totally
Saban
counts.
star.
That's right.
Who's Blevins Ferber?
What?
Who's Ferber?
He's
Best
Ferbus.
writer.
Best writer.
Oh, you
little
serious?
duck-billed furry guy. Yeah.
You serious?
Yeah, that was Vern Troyer.
That was him?
Yes! Before anybody knew who the hell he was. Yes!
Oh, wow.
I mean, it's not going to be on his resume for at the top or anything,
really.
But...
No, it should be. How dare you?
Pretty sure they
know
want
your
to list
roots,
Austin
man.
Powers before they list Ferbus. Or before they list anything else, to be honest.
Okay. All right. But we have our Zoo Ranger guests.
Jew Ranger.
Zoo. It's Z. Z-Y-U.
It's pronounced like Jew.
No, it should be a J. Anyway, we could argue about this till the cows come home.
Because the Japanese should adhere to the English language.
Of course. I am not going to butcher these names, please.
Yeah, you are. You're saying it. Say it.
Spy.
No, don't. Do not help her.
I never get to announce anything.
Exactly. Let's try announce.
Yuta Mochizuki and Reiko Chiba.
Now, who are these people?
Yuta Mochizuki is Geki. That was his character. Geki, the Tyranno Ranger, Inju Ranger. Mm-hmm. And Reiko Chiba was Mei. Is that her name?
Yes, Mei.
Yeah, Mei, the Terror Ranger.
Yes. Counterpart,
red and pink.
Counterparts of Rocky and Catherine.
You're an idiot. Red and pink,
unless...
open this piece. Okay, so.
And she doesn't look like she aged. She took that magic Asian potion. She's looking good.
She and Walter Jones start making some babies. They will never die.
Yeah. Give me some Blasian babies out there.
Some Blasian babies. So, the question is, y'all, and then there's some other guests, right? You know,
there's some names.
There's some peeps.
You got Boba Fett. He's there.
Yeah.
You know,
you got
Chewie.
Your Manu Ben. Oh, no. See, I'm going to butcher their names.
You got Winston. Winston's there.
Yeah, you know.
So.
Your Eric Roberts, who's been in everything in life.
Get Darkwing Duck. He's there, you know. Darkwing Duck's there.
Let's get dangerous.
Absolutely. You got some guy from Ultraman. That's another Japanese thing.
That's a thing.
You got this Bei Ling chick looking all hot. What's she been in?
Well, she's been in things, but she's also been in things. So...
You're saying she...
She's been in things, but she's been in things. That's all I'm going to say.
I might have to look this up and see what it says is her most famous role. Like, when you go to Wikipedia,
what's
first thing it says
thang,
is... Yeah,
I want another thing.
First thing it says is The Crow. I don't know what Red Corner is. Crank, High Voltage. There's a good one. Oh, Wild Wild West. Wicked Wild Wild West. Desperado. Giant Mechanical Spiders. Entourage and Lost. She's been some things.
She's been on fire.
I thought you were going to tell me, like, porn. What you were saying then. I thought you were like, oh, she also did porn. I don't see porn.
No, I don't know.
See lots of Japanese shows. You know? Such classic Japanese films as Hit Without Gun. The Illegal Gunman. I'm sensing a trend. Suspended Sentence. All the classics.
All the classics.
You know Wind and Moon of Mountain Village. That's your favorite. College Student Stories.
Yeah, that's my jam right there.
So, I mean, you know, lots of good things.
But yeah, so the question is, are you guys in?
I'm in like Flynn.
Spy, are you in?
No, probably not.
Oh.
I'm glad that Super Sentai guests are becoming a thing, but probably not for this event.
Don't you want to go get your Jew Ranger box set signed?
I haven't even gotten on my purchase of that yet.
No, me neither, but you know, you'll have it. You know you'll have it.
When the price goes down. I mean.
Don't even pretend like you're not going to buy it. Like, soon.
I just don't like that it's going to be the only one. They're only doing it because of MMPR. It's just another squeeze of the MMPR machine. Yeah,
but if
we're never going to get a Die Ranger.
You don't know!
No, I know. Just like I didn't. Just like I knew when we were getting Ninja Storm DVDs and Dino Thunder DVDs and SPD, we were never getting a full set.
Yeah, they'll put it out right after they put out Season 2, Volume 2 of Beetleborgs. Right? That's coming.
Another knife in my heart.
I'm still waiting on that. Thank God. Forgot, we gotta go hunt down and ask him some more Shout Factory questions. Say, where's my Beetleborgs?
That's right. Come on, B-Ward. Come on.
B-Ward has crimes to answer for.
Well, he's probably
still busy. If they were dropping the box set to $400, they're probably... Boy, I really thought that was going to sell better.
Oh, you mean the legacy one?
Yeah. Really thought that was going to sell better.
Yeah, well, you thought it was going to sell in like a week.
Too.
Like,
I had... Well, I mean, and then I... You know,
I was like, no, boo.
And I still walk into Toys R Us, and there's a lot of Dragon Zords and Dragon Daggers.
Yeah, there are a lot of Dragon Zords and Dragon Daggers. Like, honest to goodness, like... I saw a Dino Charge, and I saw, like, some, you know, some Samurai leftovers, but, Megaforce leftovers. Why I keep thinking Samurai? Megaforce leftovers. But then it was Dragon Zords and Dragon Daggers.
And Dragon.
Till the cows come home.
Oh, and of course.
A Legacy Megazord. Hook a brother up.
Oh, you mean the original?
Yeah, I never got that one. I need to go back.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That was a big fault on your part.
I know it was. I regret it now.
Yes.
I have the other two. They're on my dresser right now looking at me.
You got your Titanus?
Yeah, I've got Titanus and I've got Dragon Zord.
Oh, I still have to get Titanus.
Titanus is so gorgeous. I love it.
I'm sure. But
I never cared for it in the series, but now it's like one of the top Zords ever. I'm like, you are so beautiful.
How much space does it take up?
And how much is it?
$200.
Yeah, $200.
Nobody got time.
I had time. No, it's so gorgeous, though.
Mm,
you will
so
buy
nice
it, and you'll be like,
do you know what $200 is? $200 is shoot.
Well, you can buy it on clearance. I'm sure Toys R Us will have it.
Yeah. By the way, I walked into Toys R Us today, Lisa, and there were like 12 movie morphers.
No, that's great. No, I just didn't have any patience to go down to the Toys R Us again.
But the fact that I spent forever and ever like waiting to finally get those, and then as soon as I turn around, they find a couple boxes and throw them out there. Nobody buys them.
Yeah, pretty much.
Honestly, I'm not too thrilled with it.
The movie one, no.
No, I mean it's nice to have it. It's nice to have it, but I mean, unless you're going to give me the other Ninja Coins, like
exactly.
I don't need two tigers here. I need ninja coins. That's what's up.
I've just never had three morphers.
Yeah.
At the same time. Like, it's like, look, I can almost make my own team.
Ooh.
Look at that. But we won't. But yeah, I'm looking forward to Lexington.
It's a good group. Comic-Con. It's a good group of guests. I mean, even
they're supposed to be making more announcements in January, and hopefully a couple of more of those announcements are under the Power Rangery realm.
But overall, it's a good group so far.
So I'm liking it. It's cool. And you know, next year, like I said, cons, you know, they're gonna be now they wising up. To the, I believe that they're starting to wise up to like Power Ranger people. They will pay money.
I still need to find the time to go talk to Ted DiBiase next time too. Oh, I forgot to do that last time. $1 Million Man. Everybody's got a price.
Going back?
Everybody's got a price for the $1 Million Man. And he's born again.
He's a Christian.
Oh yeah, he had like a TV show too, where he was Kenneth Copeland, ain't it?
He was T.D. Jakes in it.
That Kenneth Copeland guy, when I was a kid, terrified me. Like he was always on when I'd wake up before school at like 6 or 6:30 in the morning, just screaming at people about Jesus. Scary man.
Oh goodness gracious! And he looks exactly the same. But this is not about Kenneth Copeland's.
Oh, Tara Reid. Get some Sharknado on.
Ugh.
Well, actually, the only thing I actually ever liked her in was Scrubs. She was actually really good on Scrubs. surprisingly good. But yeah, you'll probably go get your Josie and the Pussycats DVD signed.
Josie and the Pussycats.
Yeah.
Okay, so now I had these other two things under here, and I'm just like, and I'm looking at the recording time.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, maybe we don't need to talk about that right now because I want to get to the meat and potatoes.
Because I could go off about the Kids React video. I could go off for a long... Oh, no, I'm not even talking about the video. I have nothing to say about the actual video. I have to say, I have reactions about the reactions.
Oh, gosh.
Why do you think I changed the name of the thread on Ranger Board?
Yeah.
I don't even go there anymore. I don't know.
It's beyond pathetic.
Okay, so Spy, you will be our tiebreaker. Should we cover the man children react to Kids React to Power Rangers, or should we just skip to the meat and potatoes?
Well, you can skip the meat other
and potatoes.
The other meat one for sure, because the other one for sure I don't want even. I'm not. I don't.
Yeah. No. I mean, no. But okay, so Spy has spoken.
Y'all out there are lucky. Y'all are lucky. That we ain't talking about this. Because I was ready to tear you a new one. But man children.
Can't. Although the ranting might be more interesting. Who knows?
Okay, Jeremy, you have a minute.
Okay.
And to talk about... Now, let's just... I'll set it up and then you have a minute. There was a video by the Fine Brothers. They have these videos about so-and-so reacts to such-and-such, right? Uh-huh. So, you know, old people react to this.
Kids try to use a rotary phone. Stuff like that.
Right. That type of thing. So they had the newest Kids React. Kids React to Power Rangers.
MMPR.
Right? MMPR in particular. And overall, it's... the kids watching clips of Mighty Morphin, and then the adults asking them like, oh, well, did you know about this? And did you know about that? And like, did you know that this was 20 years ago? Like that type of thing. Mm-hmm. And so it's the kids' reactions to not only the shows, but to what the adults are asking them or letting them know about Mighty Morphin
mm-hmm.
compared to Mega
short,
Force
yeah,
now.
Short video trying to be funny. Whether it was funny or not, that's your own decision. Blah blah blah. I thought it was okay, not the best. They've done better, but none of that's the point. The point is this: the point is you go on the Ranger Board, you go on these websites, and all you see are people our age complaining about these kids, calling them names, calling them racist, calling them all these awful, nasty things. Because for what reason? Because these children dared to say that Power Rangers was cheesy and dumb looking. Guess what? Power Rangers is cheesy. Power Rangers is dumb. It always has been. It always will be. You sensitive little Nancys can't take the, oh my God, a little kid is saying something nasty about my favorite TV show, so I am going to act like a completely disgusting pig about these children, okay? You are, it's unforgivable that you will, that these people say these things about these kids because they're so overprotective of their precious little TV show. Give it up. Power Rangers sucks. It always has. It always will. You need to learn to laugh at it and laugh at yourself, or else you are a sad, creepy, disgusting,
five,
psychopathic
four,
human being.
Three,
get over
two,
it. I'm
one.
Out.
That was amazing.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Yeah.
Drop the mic.
Drop the mic. Come on.
So Christmas is here.
Pretty much today we are celebrating
joy to the world.
Peace on wheel.
Yes.
Oh, and to all a good night. I
jingle.
Yeah. Let me tell you something, right? Power Rangers and their Christmas episodes, right?
Not one, not two, but five.
They have varied from really awesome to really horrible.
There's six of them. You missed one.
Which one? I'm missing
there's
one. Which
samurai
one is
and
it?
A super samurai.
I knew there was a samurai one. What, the samurai one was which one again?
It was where, the first one was well,
oh, with the bike, right?
Where Bulk and Spike showed up at the house to decorate the tree with G-Rum was one of them.
Right, that's the stuck on
and
Christmas.
The other one was Emily writing a letter to her sister.
What did you have to say?
But
to
it
the
had
to
include a bike. It included a bike, right? Like they got Bulk and Skull.
The one
Bulk and Spike a bike,
the
right?
One, the first some the first one with the bike was Mike gave his bike to them.
Okay.
Right. Yes.
Right.
And the second one, the Power Rangers just showed up to give them some high fives and some props and some daps for helping them.
Because I knew I was missing one. Anyway, so the holiday Christmas episodes have always been touched, right?
Uh-huh. There's two, maybe three good ones.
There's only one good one.
Well, good in the sense of it wasn't painful to watch, and it was, I don't know, you need to watch The Robo Night Before Christmas, first of all, before we go any further. You need to get that one in your system.
Look, okay, let's go over, we have our staples, right? You got your Alpha's Magical Christmas,
yes.
Okay? Those are your staples, right? I'm Dreaming of a White Ranger, it's another staple, okay? Season to Remember, that is,
I swear, every time I watch a Season to Remember, it feels shorter. Like, I put it in, and it feels like 2 minutes have gone by, and I'm already on, hello! I'm like, what happened? I've been enjoying it so much that everybody's already holiday monitors.
Let me tell you something. Season to Remember is like the quintessential Christmas episode, holiday episode. So,
holiday season episode, because they're all holidays and Rocky is excited that we're learning about them all.
Right. So, okay.
Who knew? There were so many ways to celebrate the holidays.
Who knew? Yeah. So that's, you get, so those are your staples, okay? So now you got these new jacks, right? Trying to come up with their little holiday episodes.
And by holiday episodes, we mean clip shows.
Pretty much.
Because they use all three of the latter Christmas episodes are clip shows.
I even went back and watched that Dino Thunder one that you recommended, and that was kind of a clip show too.
Well, it was a clip show in a different sense, though, because it was clips they couldn't use anywhere else.
Yeah. I mean, it was a footage burner.
It was, here's ABBA Ranger footage that is too wacky, even by Doug Sloan standards.
Mm-hmm.
Or slash, so here's an episode of Tommy looking like a badass that we can't not use. Because, of course, Tommy dreams about himself being a badass. Because that's what Tommy does.
Even including Dino-themed episode. Okay.
Light in the distance. Dynamite.
Thunder. So even including Dino Thunder clip shows, right? So you're like, okay, they're on a different tier because
they're not really holiday shows. They're just, we use the holiday theme to do our annual clip show, Two Birds with One Stone thing.
Mm-hmm.
Not, right. We're making this for Christmas. It's
right.
Yeah.
Right. So out of those clip shows that are holiday themed, the one that takes the cake, the one that will stick with me for the rest of my life, is The Robo Night Before Christmas. Not for good reasons.
The super not racist Robo Night Before Christmas.
Oh,
not
no.
For good reasons. Spy, let me explain to you. Because this was we're talking about last year, this showed. And
after she describes this, I'm going to give you the silver lining.
No, lies I tell. The year, 2 years ago, because this is Megaforce. This is at the end of Megaforce.
Mm-hmm.
So I had, you know, I heard about it, whatever, and you know, we were actually gonna go talk about it on the show when it showed and didn't happen, whatever. So I'm like, okay, yeah, I get, you know, I'm thinking in my head, I already seen this.
Oh, you know, no. You saw that.
No, I had not. Okay, so before we even got on here to record, I'm like, oh wait, I haven't seen Robo Night Before Christmas. Let me pop that in. Boom, popped it in. I'm like, you know what? This is okay. It's turning out. It's Robo Night. Right, Robo Knight already grew on me. Yeah. We're cool.
Yeah, you gotta assume if it's got Robo Knight in the title, it's probably gonna be one of the better Mega Force episodes.
We good, right? And then, you know, and then normal stuff, right? You see the kids in the mall, shopping for presents, you know, being cute and everything.
And Robo Knight has some genuine questions, given the fact that he's been asleep for thousands of years.
Right.
He's the environmental protector, so he's like, why are these fools chopping down my trees?
And there ain't no Jew boys to get them.
And using lots of electricity.
So, get it. Oh, I'm all on board. Even with the Jesus, like, you know, Noah trying to explain to him, like, you know, the meaning of Christmas and what it, like, I'm on board. Yeah, good.
By the way, I don't know, maybe it's me, but I kind of am very introspective when Noah basically has to say, it's the time of the year when people act nice. Because I'm like...
Yeah, when we act super duper nice and we try to do extra extra good because we're terrible.
Because it feels like the underlying message, which is kind of true, is the rest of the year everybody's kind of a dick, and this is their excuse to be nice a little bit and feel good about themselves.
Pretty much.
Only be nice, only to get gifts though.
Yes.
Yeah. Really.
Because so you feel obligated to be nice.
Pretty much.
You know, so, that Santa's watching right now.
Yes.
Right, and then Roman is like, okay, well, I want to observe these humans, and like Noah's like, you can't go out there, you're gonna scare them. That's not happening. Okay, why don't you pretend to be one of the toys that, you know, the children are donating, you know, because they're in the mall and their children are donating to, you know, better, you know, like your toy drive, right? Uh-huh. And so okay, fine, all right, he's gonna pretend he's gonna be a statue for 24 hours and observe.
Yeah.
Okay, you know what? Yeah. All right. On board still.
It's a cool concept. It makes sense. It works. And then the presents pile up. And then a lady comes in and she says the words that'll take the episode in a new direction, which is, pack these up. We're going to Africa.
Let me tell you, Spot. I was like, you know what? You know what? Maybe they're not going to like go and portray going over to another continent, because mind you, they pretend that Africa's a country, right? Like just in general, right? But they're not really where the story's gonna go.
Because I walk to the airport all the time, I just say, one ticket to Africa, please.
Yeah.
Anywhere's good.
Yeah. I'm thinking, look, they're gonna ship it over there, and then there's gonna be like a little montage, and then he'll be back into wherever city that it's called. I forgot what it's called, but they'll be back in America. That's fine. Okay, cool. All right, whatever. It's a little throwaway line. No spy. Them fools shipped Robo Knight and all the toys, and then you see the plan or whatever, and then you see like the little truck that's going through the safari. Mm-hmm.
You see a crate with the word Africa on the side.
And then you see all the little boys and girls in their huts.
In their dashikis.
In their huts. And their...
Oh, no.
No. The dashikis are too modern for these people.
No. Right? They're garb. Oh, no. And their nappy hair. And let me tell you, Spy, I was so livid.
I can imagine.
I mean, how racist can
and now,
be?
Now, here's my silver lining. At least from what we could see, none of those people had bones in their noses. So, could have been worse.
Nothing you took away from this.
Yes. Could have been worse.
I mean, I just have to hang out here for a second. Let me just hang out here for a second. Like, we are in 2000. Well, this came out 2 years ago, right? So, okay, 2013.
Oh, the primitive ages.
2012, yes. Whatever. 2012, and you mean to tell me that your view of Africa, right? Not just, you can't even give an actual country's name, okay? Like, you gave an actual country's name, and then you went to a particular area in that country that does have that type of habitat, then you know what? Okay, I will almost give you a pass because you're still racist, but I almost am like, all right, they did their research. No, son. You just said, let's go to Africa. Let's put these people in some $2-looking, quote-unquote, African fabrics. Let's get some girls' hair and knot it up and make it nappy. And, oh, by the way, all the guys, they have shaven hair. They got their little seasons going on. They shape them up, right? So whatever, that's fine. Whatever. Little girls though have to have their nappy hair and barefoot. I'm just like, are you serious right now? Is this what we? Oh my gosh, this is like we joke about, like, you know, like, oh, season to remember, best show ever, the best episode ever. But I mean, God forbid, how on earth, like, we went from Zio to, okay, granted, they almost called the chick Kenya, right? They changed her name to Tanya. Yes. So I'm not saying that didn't have their ways either. But the whole, like, education of the different cultures thing to now, where you are this stereotypical, like, this void of Africa. Like, I can't. Like, I cannot. I was so, look, and we haven't even gotten to where they went to their little huts. Spy, they went to their huts, y'all. Uh-oh. It was nighttime. They went to little huts.
Click on
they
that
had to
picture.
Make a little camp.
I did.
They had to go to a little, kind of little campfire, and they're making the little soup over the.
Mm-hmm. Oh, apparently, things have devolved since Aisha decided to stay and give her Zeo crystal to Tanya.
I can't.
Yeah,
but
Tanya's looking pretty civilized compared to these guys.
Uh huh.
I mean, this, like, this is what just beyond, like, gets to me. In Megaforce, you can't have no other black person but Noah, right? That lives in that and lives in the in America, in their town, because they didn't know the other black person exists in, you know, around there. But they sure did find their black people. For this episode, they sure know where to find them. So it's not like they can't put no black people up in no Megaforce in America where the Americans live with their high rises or whatever, because Africa doesn't have any high rises, or Africa isn't at all technologically advanced in any sort of the means. Oh my gosh, I can't. I cannot. Like, with the huts and the little campfire. Oh. Please tell us more stories. Like,
here's another good one for you. See, the volunteer who brought it to them is in a pants and a shirt. He's a black guy. See, Destination Africa.
Oh, no.
Oh, my gosh. Because that... Oh, I mean, and let's just even go a little further, okay? So you see them huts, right? What, and then some of the gifts that they got, okay, you know, I can roll with a teddy bear, I can roll with a football, I can roll with a hula hoop, I can roll with a jump rope.
Cowboy hat.
Roll with a cowboy.
Say the same thing. Oh, you can roll with that?
Cause, you know, you need protection,
shade.
Right? You know what I'm saying?
Need some shade on your bald head.
But, you know, hats don't exist.
But one of them fools gave them a toy guitar. Where you gonna get batteries if you living in a hut, hon? Where you get batteries from? You living in huts? So let's see. I'm gonna either buy a battery for this toy, or we're gonna get water because we're living in a hut. Like, you see.
And by the way, Lisa, don't say that that's the only time they bust out their black people, because they got the black kid to teach Robo Knight about rap music.
Oh no.
Sorry, my fault.
And of course, that's what he taught him.
And you and the thing about it is, I actually liked that scene, and I really liked that show, that episode. But yeah, you look back on it, it's like, oh, that's where they find black people.
Yep.
So yeah, you see all the little girls' head, a nappy, nappy, nappy. Oh, look, all the guys have shaven, shaven, shaven heads, shaven, 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 nappy, nappy. So yeah, the episode ends up that Robonidus leads them into like a clip show about, you know, the different things about the Rangers and how they're friends and how they work together and how they're great and how they're awesome and blah, 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 blah. And he's making their stew or their soup. And then he's going on so long that they fall asleep. So
Hilarious.
hilarious, right? Yeah, right. So I could really talk about Africa for like 15 billion more. But let's get to the end where he pretty much bores him to sleep, and he's like, okay, time for me to go back home. He transforms into his Zord or whatever, boosts up, flies home, gets back. There's a gift for him
Oh.
at the top of the roof, and it's like two Robo Knight, right? And he opens it up, and he's like, look, shake it. And he
It's a
this is the gift that he
can
gets.
of grape soda.
He gets a snow globe of, and the picture in it is him with the Rangers, you know, unmorphed, right? And it's a snow globe of all of them, and he shakes it up. And now, let's say, spot now for Christmas, if I mailed you a really nice picture frame and it was my picture in it, what would you think of me?
A picture of just you?
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of egotistical, but I
You
mean.
mean to tell me that they got this fool out of all the gifts that you could think of for a robot, right? You know, dang. I mean, at least like get him a pack of like batteries or, you know, like some oil so that he can like keep loose or something. I don't know, whatever. Look, no. They got this man, this robot, a snow globe of themselves.
Oh, he wasn't even in the picture?
He
He
was.
was,
Oh,
but you know.
that's okay then. That's okay.
No,
Oh,
I don't want. I
yeah.
don't want. I don't want. I do not want any snow globes of all of us together that I could get in the email. No, I don't need that. Get that in the email. I can get that. Psh, nah, son. Now. You want to give me a nice little painting or whatever, something that took effort, not you go down to the Quickie Mart and get you some ready-made snow
No,
globe.
I'm okay. I'm not reading anything negative into that. Let's
Look,
stop.
all I know is that this episode was straight toe up, y'all. Like, I could not, like, 2012, man.
At least they didn't speak in clicks or whatever, or.
No, because then that would take research. Like actual research. I mean, this whole depiction. Like, this must be like a holiday, feel good, wonderful, warm feeling episode. I shouldn't be thinking about racism, discrimination, classism, sexism. Like, I shouldn't be thinking about all the isms. I shouldn't. I shouldn't.
Oh well.
Yes, hello, who made me holiday monitor? Yeah, that's right. That's me. It's me. This is not a holiday episode. This is horrible.
Okay. Well, would you rather watch a Samurai clip show again?
And to think that this was the better clip show.
Samurai is so bad that racism is better.
The problem. The problem is the better ones. Oh man, like just give me. I mean, I'm not saying you can't replicate another season to remember, because it's like all types of good and bad all wrapped up into one awesome package. So you can't replicate that. Just as you can't, right? You know, but I mean, let me just. I'm gonna just stick to Mazio. I'm gonna stick to my Jews getting the Native American and Christmas tree. I'm gonna stick to that. Just roll with that. You know, I'm good.
Yeah, in Australia, we celebrate Christmas, but we eat shrimp. Ta-da!
And look, I'm supposed to be from Mexico, and I have tamales
I
and a
have
piñata.
tamales because that is what Mexicans eat. I am from Korea. We celebrate nothing.
Nothing. What am I doing here? Let me go home. Yay! Hello!
Hello!
And that's
I couldn't care more, less, better,
less,
whatever.
better, whatever. Duh, duh, duh.
Paul didn't like that take.
Oh my gosh. You know how I watched that episode way too much when I'm saying the lines
Oh,
when
I know, absolutely. I know way too many of the lines of that episode. Another red thing. Another green thing.
like another red thing. Bloop. Another green thing. Oh
That
man.
shoe phone on call Aunt Millie. What?
Oh goodness gracious. But yeah, I just, you know, and then like I keep forgetting with I'm Dreaming of a White Ranger, how like it was no clip show, like nothing was a clip show, nothing was, it was just straight up no morphing, no nothing. We just straight up gonna be going to the North Pole and helping them
I'm
elves.
always reminded of things of like, there's a cross current of your morphing powers and holiday magic joy or
Magic.
something like that. And all I'm thinking of, but you were morphed in Elf's magical Christmas. You were helping Santa. He knows
The
you.
cross current wasn't there. The forecast was different.
Apparently, Santa magic and Power Rangers were good to go last year. You know?
And after that, he was like, nah, none of that Spanx around
And then
here.
that
They don't want it.
forcing clip of the other three rangers are with their families. Here's a quick shot of them standing in the command center saying happy holidays. What? What? That is no, what? And the other three are still at the peace con. Okay, cool. You actually acknowledge the other three. That's weird. There's not nine rangers. Okay.
Or and Zio was like, oh look, Billy, I'm glad he's with his family. Like, yeah, y'all know what really happened, but
Hey,
took
oh,
us a couple years.
Kimberly's here with her mom and her stepdad, who looks like he should be holding a baguette because they super Frenched him up as much as possible. Wee
Well, they gave her and him the same haircut. I'm like, all right, I guess that's a thing. I guess that's why you went to France, because you found your brother from another mother. I don't know. So
Tommy's like, I hope for this Christmas you always have a smile in your heart, Alpha. He's a robot. He doesn't have a heart. He's too busy fueling your Tiger Zord with little kids that he's burned up.
oh, I mean, say these are the gems that we
They
need.
really are. They're
I
little
always notice a new
gems.
thing every time I watch Alpha's Magical Christmas. There's something new that confuses me. Where they're like decorating the tree with all these great ornaments, and then they put up a clothespin with an elephant on it and a Mountie, a Canadian Mountie ornament. Because that's Christmassy.
Eh?
You got them from around the world. It's a
Here,
multicultural thing.
here's a wooden cow. Okay. Yep. All right. And the
Oh, that
one
was the
kid's like
African kid.
And the one kid says, I'll string some popcorn. And he's already holding a full strung out popcorn in his hands. Meanwhile, Alpha's using his crazy magic to completely do the tree on his own, where he just zaps things.
Well, the kids aren't there to decorate. They're there to fuel the tiger's orb.
That's right. I'm so surprised that when they're singing Christmas songs, they pulled out Old King Wenceslas. I'm like, nobody knows that song.
Yeah, I don't know that one.
No one knows that song. That is so old school. And couldn't find something better? Or okay, here's the thing. In I'm Dreaming of a White Ranger. Is there some sort of subtext behind the fact that Zed's plan to take over the world is evil dreidels? Like,
I wasn't looking at them as evil dreidels. I was looking at them just like regular tops.
They were evil dreidels. The only way to combat the goodness of Christmas is with the evil power of Hanukkah. I didn't think that would be a message that you'd want to get from Haim Saban.
Evil dreidels. Yeah. Oh no, goodness. Evil dreidel. Oh no, that's wrong though.
Zed is such a mensch.
That is so wrong. But this is what I don't understand. Like, how, like, okay.
Coffee talk with Lord Zed.
So, in A Season to Remember, right? Like, the Machine Empire, right?
Yes.
They get it. Like, I just realized, like, there's so many seasons of Zeo where, like, they just randomly appear in the youth center. No, not to, I don't know, blow it up or, like, tear it down. No, to zap somebody. Like,
yeah, I got my bias blaster. What's up?
Like, the best thing they could think of is, okay, we got in. They're unmorphed.
Zap, they've done that since like season one, though. When, like,
you
Squat was in the bedroom, not to kill anybody, but to like mess with
children.
Yes,
just smother them. Get the pillow. It's okay.
Mm-hmm.
They were never the brightest.
I'm going to poison her drink with sleeping powder, not, you know, poison, actual poison. But with the sleeping potion.
Pump potion. It doesn't have to be a potion. Just go into the cabinet in the kitchen where there's some Drano or something. Just put some Drano.
Putting a lot of fabulous, Lisa.
Yeah. How many experience?
Watching a lot of NC.
Did Emily ask you for tips?
I know, it's just, to me, I just found it funny. It's like, I gotcha! I'm gonna zap you, not with bullets. Hate stuff! Mm. And you guys are gonna hate each other. No, not hate each other like to beat up each other. No, no. To hate each other's
It wasn't even a good bias blaster, because they didn't even need like Billy to make a machine. They just needed some girl to sing really off-key. And somehow that saved them. That girl could not sing.
No.
She was not good.
Look, many, many faces, many starts, many people, different hearts.
Is that a real song or is that a Power Rangers song? Is that a Flying High at Angel Grove High song?
Pretty much.
Okay. I didn't know.
Pretty much. But, like, yeah, everybody, you know, like, each person's faces were starting to change as she's singing. Not Rocky. Rocky was not having it. Rocky was like, I ain't looking at this chick. Whatever.
Look at my tamales.
Please.
Many hearts, dinosaur might, ready to fight.
Rangers together, samurai.
I love Christmas again.
Oh, Yeah. I just, you know what, and to go back to our Dreaming of a White Ranger.
Mm-hmm.
Now you see, Angel Grove, they know how to sprinkle in some black people. I'm just saying. They take notes, Megaforce. Yeah. Okay? Not just when you need somebody to do the hip hops, okay? Or go to Africa. just sprinkling your little black people, little nice little black girl. She was all sad because her dad was not going to be there to hear her sing. First of all, suck it up, kid.
Yeah. Even Santa employed a black elf. There was one. Okay. There was one. Mm-hmm. I saw one.
So, kid, suck it up, right? Like, life's hard. Wear a helmet. Get it. But that's a kid. She's very sad. She's like, Kimberly, I just wanted you to hear it. Okay, fine. We're cool. All right.
Is that the episode that supposedly has Tracy Lynn Cruz in it?
Yes. Allegedly. So, then, see, yeah, that little, well, she's helping, you know, putting together the different cards or little decorations.
Construction paper, hearts, and stuff like that.
Right, you know, stealing cards. It's great. So yeah, that's the one that she was in. But you know, there is a little parallel, right? So, see, the little kid wanted her father to be there for the little show, right? And Kimberly wanted her mom to be there for Christmas. So they had a little bond. It's like Kimberly's going over to Aisha saying, I'm so glad that I have you guys and Tommy to celebrate Christmas together. And you want to, you know, you're woo, fine, right? This is what I'm saying, right? Why are you going to be all about her? Anybody got time for Kimberly, grow up. Suck it up. Mm-hmm. It ain't all about you, okay?
Excuse her for living.
Don't you remember your parents got divorced and it was all your fault?
Oh.
Like really? I get it. Yo, you want your mom, like, look, your mom has a new little boyfriend, little baguette boyfriend. Let her live her life. Why always gotta be about you? All right, let this little girl, this little black girl, have a little shine, okay? So stop with you and you try to kiss up on Tommy all the time. It's not about you. It's about this little girl. Let her have a little moment. So, Kimberly, I'm watching you. I'm eyeing on you. Okay? Girl, bye. Bye, Felicia.
You were fine with girl, bye. That works.
So, but yeah, I mean, the whole thing about going to the North Pole and their parents, well, I mean, I thought it was cute. It just reminded me of those times where, oh my gosh, they don't have to be morphed every single time. Mm-hmm. And like how Samurai had one of their shows and their Christmas episode, they're stuck in the Megazord morphed.
You don't need morphing. You can always create classic episodes like Storybook Rangers and other gems.
You know, like, I just...
Gems. Storybook Rangers. Gems.
Yeah, I mean, look, hey, I'll take a Storybook Ranger over Mia and Emily. Talking about, okay, you remember the time...
What are we going to wear at the party? I had literally, only in 2 years, I had completely forgotten that Samurai still had a thing of when we jump in our Zords, we get crazy armor. I had actually forgotten that. Because I still can't wrap my head around why they thought that was a good idea. We go in Zords. We were fighting one-on-one, you know, hand-to-hand combat. But now that we're protected in these giant robots, we need armor.
We need armor.
Because that makes all the sense in the world.
And they never brought the armor out into the real world?
I think they did once.
Did they?
I think when he got his... No, they didn't. God. Mm. For a second there, I was going to say, well, of course he did when he got his crazy battleizer, but I don't know if he did. I think that might have still been just an Inzord thing.
Well, you know, I didn't mind it. I didn't mind.
It's cool. Some reverse logic, though.
I know. Yeah, but it looked cool. It looked cool. You know what I mean?
I know, but they're always like, with all these new seasons, they're always like, oh, we're always going over budget. Well, there's some place you could have cut some budget. New cockpit footage for every episode. Probably could have gotten rid of that.
Yeah, no. They needed that.
Oh, yeah.
They needed a new cockpit. I'm saying
that was a key.
So, I just, I mean, I just, kind of look at these episodes and just like, ah, you know, I can do without two girls stereotypically talking about shopping. Could do without that. Rather have, I mean, let me see, two girls talking about, I miss my parents or shopping.
I'll you know what's the most ridiculous thing is, because I actually rewatched all of these episodes because I'm stupid. literally, in both Samurai episodes, when the flashbacks involve talking, you know, because they talk about how awesome each person is individually, Kevin used the same footage in both episodes.
Oh, no.
It was still Kevin's, maybe we could combine the swords. And
such a genius, Kevin.
Yeah. So amazing
in Power Rangers.
That in a year time they couldn't come up with anything new that you did that was good. A year later, no, still Kevin.
Oh no! Yeah. That's how the ball bounces. Mm-hmm. I just hope. Look, Judd, Chip, again talking to you because you know. Again, we're your favorite podcast.
Yes.
That you listen to.
Absolutely.
So when you're doing the holiday episode, right, just two pointers.
Don't do it, number one. It's three. Okay, three pointers then.
Okay, so well,
skip it if Savon lets you.
First pointer, don't have one. But if you really have to have one, if Saban is like, I want the Mayonnaise, fine.
Put it on your yarmulke.
Okay, so pointers, don't have any evil dreidels.
Yes.
Kind of
don't,
a thing.
Don't call Jewish people evil, subversively. Don't do that.
Don't tell any Jews to get your Christmas tree.
Uh-huh.
let's see here. Don't, I don't know. Go to Africa? Saying? Just avoid Africa. Just avoid the topic of Africa for a very long time. You guys don't know how to deal with that. Saying?
In this episode, the Rangers visit Mexico and all their Zords have their tires stolen.
Don't have that. Not a good idea. Yeah. And sing songs that people would know, not carols that we've never heard of before. Alpha's Magical Christmas. So we
want the Many Faces, so Many Hearts remix.
Get someone, if the Rangers are going to be saved by the power of song, get someone who has the power of song, not the power of childish warbling.
And my final point would be that if you really are going to try and have a holiday episode, is to have more footage that's original than Clip Show. Putting that out there. The more footage that's an actual story that actually has to do with the holidays and not something that can drive us into regular Clip Show about anything and everything. Now, I say that you don't have to do that if you're going to do a Clip Show of the previous awesome holiday episodes and you just quote the famous lines of, don't you mean my Kwanzaa? Then that's okay.
Remember the time the previous Power Ranger team celebrated Christmas? I remember.
Okay. So, or old grandpa trying to go and save the day when you clearly ain't wearing no communicator nothing or whatever. Yeah, you want flashback to that? That's cool. It's
grandpa
cool.
Tommy cool. Deep in his senility. Yep.
I mean, like, we good. Rita Revolto trying to be all cool and hip. You wanna fuck? That's cool. That's fine. We're good. But just a few pointers as you are. Because, hey, look, you've got a whole year. to shoot this episode, right? So just take your time, okay? But above all, point number one, you don't have to do it, don't do it.
Yeah. There wasn't one in Super Mega Force. Let's keep that going.
No.
Keep it going.
Right? And that's the meaning of Christmas. Bling!